Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, the latest headlines from the Geico Update Center.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's a victory Monday for the Dolphins after they moved to 4-2 on the season. The Fins remain tied for first place in the AFC East with the New England Patriots.
I'm sorry. It's a victory Monday for the Dolphins as they go to what?
4-2 on the season.
What is happening back there?
I don't know. What happened?
What?
I had the wrong script. I'm sorry.
You had the wrong script. Did you just say, what were you doing? You were playing a pre-taped.
I played an update from October 15th. So I switched up the numbers.
So instead of playing 115, you went with 10-15?
Yep. Instead of going 0-1-1-5, I went 1-0-1-5.
Come on, Lero.
We all make mistakes, probably.
It's a, not that bad. It's a Dolphins Monday. Celebratory Monday, is that what you said?
Victory Monday.
Victory Monday, ladies and gentlemen. That's our guy.
Get him, Lero.
That's our guy. Get him, Lero.
Yeah, you ready for the code word?
You're doing it, Lero.
Let's move on.
And Lero, you know. Oh, that was precious.
Was it?
Yeah.
Victory Monday.
Play it again. Do you have it?
Do I have to play it again?
I just want to hear how it started again, because imagine my surprise.
It's a victory Monday for the Dolphins after they moved to 4-2 on the season. The Fins remain tied for first place in the AFC East.
They were balling, too.
Patriots. Mark Richt joined
professional,
the Joe after the Bears game.
And professional radio, ladies and gentlemen. Professional radio. Time for your chance to win $1,000. It's WQAM's $1,000 slap shot. Text the word draft. I didn't even hear what the song was. I was so...
it was Draft Day by Drake.
I was so enamored with your update. Text the word draft, D-R-A-F-T. Text it to 72881 and you're registered. Text draft to 72881. $1,000 slap shot brought to you by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733. If you don't win this time, your next chance will be at 6 o'clock. Who is it, K-Raj tonight, 6 o'clock?
No idea. I'm flustered back here.
All right. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Text the word draft to 72881.
Mara texted me. Wow. Update. Screw up.
Yes. All right. Well, nice to know your mom's listening.
She's such a harsh critic.
Well, you take the positives from it. She's listening. She gets to hear her boy on the radio.
She doesn't make fun of me.
And
she
the thing
be.
Is,
she should be a harsh critic.
I hope that she didn't just tune in, because you were having a phenomenal 3 hours and 5 minutes. And yesterday you killed it for 4 hours. And by the way, Mara, if you're listening right now, Falero has been picking on me for not just for 3 hours on the show, but starting this morning, he's been harassing me with texts and tweets. I'm telling you, Mara, your son has been picking on me all day long. I knew when I came in here today, too, and he started in the first segment, but I knew just based on the tweets this morning. He has been all up on me.
Bro, you want to quit Netflix, and you watch it every day.
I don't watch it every day.
And
the way that you harshed me about it was, all I said was, maybe I'll get rid of Netflix. They're raising their prices. I don't know if I use it enough. And
you,
man,
do. You do. You,
but you don't know that. You don't
you
know.
You tell me you watch Bird Box.
Yeah, I
you watch a Chevy Chase movie that nobody watches.
Yeah, that is true. I did.
You got to tighten
watch
them
that.
Up.
Yeah.
Tighten them up with a sternum punch.
Well, so then at the beginning of the show, I don't know if you guys were listening at the beginning of the show, he has been all over me today because it's Jessica Blaylock's birthday. Now, Jessica Blaylock, she... She does sideline reporting and some pre- and post-game hosting duties for the Panthers and the Marlins on Fox Sports Florida. And she's very good, and we have her on every now and then to talk Marlins or Panthers. I wish there was something positive to talk about the Panthers right now. There's not. I think you might see a coaching change after tonight's game. But Jessica Blalock was on with us a couple years ago, and you guys thought I was just overzealous in my reaction.
Got extremely uncomfortable.
To having a female on the air.
Yeah.
And I didn't see it. You guys, you know, had so much fun with it. Falero, of course, bullied me for a long time. Here's the sound that they think is so delightful and overzealous on my part when Jessica Blalock was on. Let's talk a little bit of Marlins, though, because I could talk Panthers.
Let's do it.
I could talk Panthers all day. We had Don Mattingly.
I did too. I love it.
Well, this is exciting. All right. So it's not... It's not cool or suave. Well, this is exciting.
Hulk.
It's a little lame. All right, so it's a little lame.
That's ridiculous. How you try to match her excitement just to fit in?
Well, this is exciting. Let's talk a little bit of Marlins, though, because I could talk Panthers.
Let's do it.
I could talk Panthers all day. We had Don Mattingly.
I did too. I love it.
Well, this is exciting. I think I was genuinely excited.
Why did your voice get all high pitched?
So we connected. Well, this is exciting.
Your voice go change, man. Come on.
So we were gonna play this earlier. We never got to it because you guys, I'm telling you, Mara, they were harshing me in the first segment. I don't know if you were listening, but they were all up on me. They were harshing me. And I said to Valero, don't we have something? Do you have this?
So I do, yeah.
Now, what is it? This was a back and forth. This is when we were talking about Crowder.
Yeah, so we had Josh or Justice Winslow on the show.
Oh, that was the genesis of this.
And then Crowder called him Justin, or you called him Josh, and then corrected it with Justin.
Right, mm-hmm. So this was like a segment or two after we had Justice Winslow on.
Yeah, so we made fun of him for that.
And then we started talking about what he did with Serena when Serena Williams was on, and he called her Venus. And then you guys reminded me of that Jessica Blalock moment. Happy birthday, by the way, Jessica Blalock. Very exciting
well,
day
this
for
is exciting.
Jessica Blalock. Play the part. This is a couple minutes. Play the part where we're debating who was lamer. So we had Justice Winslow on in the last hour, and we played for you Crowder. He accidentally called him Josh and then corrected it by saying Justin, which was funny on its own. I mean, it was just... Play that again. This is Crowder mistakenly calling Justice Winslow Josh and then correcting it incorrectly.
They're a little more excited about the older guys because old people don't get excited about nothing, Josh. I mean, Justin.
A little nervous laugh there by Justice Winslow. This reminds us of another time, another era, if you will. So Crowder used to host the midday show with Adam Cooperstein on this station. It used to be Coop and Crowder. And it was just 2 hours, 1 to 3. And Coop, who was a newscaster, would cut it close coming in every show, right?
He was always here at, what was it, 12:55.
12:55.
Like, yeah, running up the stairs.
Show would start at 1. And Crowder, without his...
homeboy.
Radio leader.
We had... It was the tennis thing down here. What's
I
that
think it was thing? The Lipton back then, but the Miami Lipton. Open.
Yeah, and they were like, hey, they called us. It was like 12:30.
You had found out earlier in the day that Serena or Venus
Serena.
Was joining you. Serena Williams was joining you. So Serena, they tell you, and I think Coop even set it up, right?
Coop set it up, planned it. He said, hey, get there. She's calling right at 1.
Right at 1 o'clock, you guys are going to open your show with Serena Williams.
And we're excited. This is when they were at the top of their prime. This is big.
Even now. I mean, Serena Williams, that's an A-list guest for a sports radio station.
Yes.
And so she's going to come on the show. And Crowder.
I walk in the studio, walk in the production side.
He's
I say,
waiting.
Hey, where's Coop? Say, he's not here. But Serena's on the line. I was like, so Serena's here, but Coop's not?
This is like 2 minutes before the show starts.
Yeah it's 12:58. They said, well, we got to go. I said, well, what are we going to do? They said,
Coop,
we're going to go.
Coop's not going to be there. You've got to handle the show.
So I had to pick it up. You know what I'm saying? I'm a closer.
Well, no, not
Sandman,
really.
Sandman. Mariano Rivera.
Here's the sound. But it's none of those. It's none of those. Are you delusional?
Mariano Rivera.
So Serena is on the line. Serena Williams is on the line.
Yep.
Crowder is left to his own devices. Coop is not there. And here is Crowder bringing on the air Serena Williams.
We got Venus. Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up?
Now, there's several things that are wrong there.
We got Venus. Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up?
Again, a couple things wrong there.
The name.
Serena. Yeah. You said Venus.
We came to that conclusion.
And then you came out of the box with a really, really tough question.
We got Venus. Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up?
What's up?
Yeah, that's a little my Jim Rome sneaking out.
What's up?
There was also a clap in there.
Yeah,
I mean, no reason.
It settled down. I settled down my guests. We got Venus. Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up?
I would have hung the hell up.
That's like buying a guest a drink.
Don't walk up and just dive on them.
You got, hey man, buy you a drink. You gotta slowly let them into the interview.
This is a
interview drink buy. We got Venus. Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up?
You did clap. I never noticed that until Valero just pointed out. You clapped.
I was jacked up.
That is the lamest thing I have ever heard on sports radio. That is so unfathomably lame. I can't even, because you guys have made fun of me. Who'd we have on? Jessica Blaylock.
And so exciting.
And I go, oh, Jessica Blaylock, this is exciting. And you guys have rode me for years about that. That's 1,000 times lamer. A clap. You gave a J.J. Walker clap when Big Daddy was walking up to the... Did you have that Jessica Blaylock sound?
I'm finding it.
Yeah, find that, because this is not a proud moment for me, because I was too excited. This is exciting. But, man, that clap, that is so lame. I can't...
What's up? We got Venus. Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up? Venus. What's up?
Clapped.
It's like that exciting.
So excited, man.
That like when you win, you know, you pull the slot machine
tremendous.
And ding, 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 ding. Woo!
That is.
What's up?
It was like you pulled the slot machine of radio guests and it came up Venus, Venus, Venus. And so, I got myself a jackpot. Do you have the Jessica Blaylock sound?
Let's talk a little bit of Marlins, though, because I could talk Panthers.
Let's do it.
I could talk Panthers all day. We had Don Mattingly.
I did too.
Well, this is exciting. Mine's lamer. mine's lamer. Well, this is exciting. Mine's lamer when you hear it with the entire context.
Let's talk a little bit of Marlins, though, because I could talk
Panthers.
Let's do it. I could talk Panthers all day. We had Don Mattingly.
I did too.
Well, this is exciting. Oh my God, is that lame? That is so lame. Oh my God, I am cringing. Oh my God, is that lame? And yours is lame. That is to another level.
We got Venus. Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up?
Nah, that clap is pretty lame. That clap.
I did it, man.
Oh, my God. That is too lame. Two examples of radio lameness.
They're a little more excited about the older guys because old people don't get excited about nothing, Josh. I mean, Justin.
Justin. Justin. Justin Winslow.
I don't like people that change their names close to a normal name. I don't like that. Change your name to something off the wall. Don't just add a letter or two to a normal name. I don't like it.
This is exciting.
Let's talk a little bit of Marlins, though, because I could talk
Panthers.
Let's do it. I could talk Panthers all day. We had Don Mattingly.
I did too.
Well, this is exciting. If I never heard that again, I'd be thrilled. I know I'll hear it at the end of the show now, but if I never heard that again, I would be thrilled. Wow, I hate myself.
You pulled the excitement out of you.
That is just brutal. No, it was because there was a female on the line. There was no excitement. Like, it's exactly everything that you've made fun of me about. Only because there was a female on the line. Whatever she said, oh, this is exciting.
You changed, man.
Let's talk a little bit of Marlins, though, because I could
talk
Panthers. I could talk Panthers all day. We had Don Mattingly.
I did too.
Well, this is exciting. Made myself a duet.
We got Venus. Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up?
He clapped. That's super lame. I got to tell you, that's so lame. We got Venus Williams.
All right.
You didn't do anything. Like, you clap when you do something. You know, like, you have an interception. Yeah. You're like, yeah, let's do that. You didn't do anything.
I brought Venus Williams on.
No, Serena called. Serena called. It wasn't even Venus.
We got Venus. Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up? I think at the end, I snapped and shot her a finger gun and winked. Yeah. There you go. What's your name again?
God.
That's your sister? That's your sister?
Somebody texts in, if I crash from laughing, you guys are paying for my medical bills and a new car. Somebody texts in, what did Venus say after? I've never heard the sound. I don't even know if it exists. Do you have any recollection of that interview?
Do you think I know? As soon as I said, what's up, I was planning the next question. I had no thought about what her answer was going to be.
We got Venus. Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up?
At what point did you find out it was Serena?
Actually, she corrected me.
She did good on her.
And she did it nicer. She wasn't like, well, this isn't Venus. It's no, she was a slowly and yeah, well, you know. And then my sister, she kind of brought up her sister. But I do remember in that interview, it was something going on with steroids at the time about another sport. Just about randomly nothing. Somebody got in trouble with steroids.
And you brought up steroids with her. She was on to promote her fashion line,
yes,
if I remember.
But it was relevant sports news. She's a stronger woman. She's a well-built woman. I know people question her about it sometimes. It wasn't a great question.
Brutal. I mean, just brutal.
It upset her. It was kind of the end of the...
I would imagine.
You know what that's called? Called journalism.
No.
Good journalists make the interviewee. Make them a little uncomfortable.
It's called unpreparedness.
We got Venus. Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up?
Then I put the fire to her feet. Is that the phrase? What is the phrase?
I don't know.
The feet to the fire?
I don't know. I'm sweating over my... This is exciting. I don't know when that we did that segment. Because someone texts in, is this a rerun? And that was, we were just replaying a segment because there's so much in play there in today's Jessica Blaylock's birthday. And so of course, Crowder and Falero can't allow me to go through the day.
Well, now, this is exciting.
All right, we got it.
sorry.
But there is something as we were listening to that, and I was hearing Crowder bring on Venus with the clap. I'm literally trying to think of every interview that's been done in the history of talk shows, radio and television, and I would be hard-pressed to find an interviewee that ever, I'm talking about Jimmy Fallon to Johnny Carson to Stephen Colbert to Rush Limbaugh to anyone that's ever done a talk show to have ever brought on a guest by clapping like they had just done something special.
Crowder's a revolutionary.
Somebody texts in. And I think this is so great. An old disarming interview trick. Call your guest by the wrong name. Sound like you're insane. Well done. These are some of the texts that are coming in. I'm cracking up. Without a doubt, Crowder is more lame. Hawk sounds like it was the first time he tried to pick up a girl at Club Manhattan. Play both those clips on an endless loop for the next 4 hours, please. Can't stop laughing. You're ruining my workout. I'm flying back to Miami. I'm listening to you guys rolling right now. People think I'm crazy. You could listen live on an airplane?
You buy the little packages.
Yeah, but usually the Wi-Fi, like, you can't stream audio or video. Like, usually it's limited.
Yeah, that's true.
Huh. I'm not spending that $10.
I had to pull over from laughing, almost hit the car in front of me. I can't stop laughing. I love hearing these stories. It's absolutely hilarious, especially the Crowder Venus clip and his phlegm montage. It's nice that people just know you have a phlegm montage.
Hey, man, I got a deviated septum.
Chan with the dynamite clap, LMAO.
Venus, what's up?
Dynamite!
You know what? I'll say to that point, it was my biggest interview of my radio career.
Oh, no, that would be mine.
And I'm
Serena Williams, that would be any. I'm telling you, that's on the Mount Rushmore. Like, Michael Jordan. Yes. Serena Williams, not Venus, by the way, Serena. Mm-hmm. Like, you got, like...
I had Serena, yeah.
Right, but you called her Venus. Like,
I know.
It's, like, that's bringing Michael Jordan out and saying, Kobe Jordan. Kobe Jordan.
What's up?
What's up?
So I was dolo. Some crazy producer staring at me, pointing to me. It's your turn. It's your turn. Man, I got nervous.
Every time you guys play this clip, I die. I'm crying so hard I can't see the road. Please stop. I honestly appreciate you guys playing the Venus Williams audio every 4 to 6 weeks. I effing laugh every time. I can picture Hawk in a schoolgirl uniform, all giddy with delight when he screams, "This is exciting!" Well, this is exciting!
All right, we got it.
You got jacked.
Lay off! Somebody says, put those clips to the Titanic theme. All right, let's regain our composure. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. Radio.com. Radio.com. I had a friend of ours text me that says, I literally have tears coming out of the corners of my eyes. This is funny. I've heard that a number of times. It's funny every time.
That's when you know something's good.
It's funny every time. And it makes me cringe every time at what I did.
Man, that was like 7 years ago for me, I believe.
Is that how long? Oh, the Venus Serena thing?
It was like 7 years ago.
Yeah, because you were with Coop. Yeah, it was...
That's crazy. And yeah, like I joke about
it's
it now.
Still got
but
legs.
Like on the way home, I just shake my head like, damn. Because people come to me like, hey, back in the day, you weren't that good on radio. And I hear that and I'm like, hey, these people were right. Didn't even know the damn lady's name.
I have a prize to give away. I got a prize back here. You know, we're leaving. Crowder and I are leaving for Vegas tomorrow. We'll do the show tomorrow from here. Then we're leaving for Vegas. And then we'll do the show from MGM Grand on Thursday and Friday, and it's for the Pacquiao-Broner fight. Welterweight superstars return to the ring. Legendary 8-time champion Manny Pacquiao meets 4-time champion Adrian the Problem Broner, two of the biggest stars in boxing. One explosive fight, Pacquiao versus Broner, Saturday, 9 o'clock Eastern, live on pay-per-view. And we've got a prize pack. So what was in the prize pack we learned yesterday? You got
a T-shirt.
T-shirt.
A jacket or sweatshirt.
Jacket or sweatshirt.
And a water bottle.
And a water bottle. So we'll give that away to caller 5 right now on the contest line. 1-800-227-0560. 1-800-227-0560 gets the Pacquiao Broner prize pack and the added bonus of talking to Eric Falero.
Ooh.
Whoop, whoop.
Make that noise.
There was a great, I don't know if you saw the Twitter challenge that Dono and Frito came up with earlier. It was actually Solana. I got to give props to Solana. I wish Falero would come up with something this good for our show. This is what Falero came up with in the commercial break. He asked me, I'm gonna show you the difference between the, Mara, I'm not picking on Falero here. He's picked on me for 3 hours and 32 minutes today, but I am going to tell you, this is what Solana came up with.
I didn't hear what you said.
This is what Solana came up with for his show today. The Riley Challenge. Did you see that on Twitter?
Yes.
Brilliant. I think this is so great. So Dono and Frito, they're on from 10 till 2 before us. So their producer, Alex Solana, came up with a great idea. The Riley Challenge. He tagged a tweet with a picture of Pat Riley. It was the one where he's holding the shush to his lips. And their concept was, send your significant other this picture and ask them if they know who it is. Just text your wife or your girlfriend that picture, what's this guy's name? And then screen grab it and tweet it back to Dono and Frito. And I think it's brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant. And they got all kinds of response on Twitter. I did it to my wife. You do it to Chi-Chi?
Yeah, she knew. But she kind of like questioned it. She goes, Pat Riley, question mark?
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, the responses that people got from it, because he's as, I mean, recognizable a sports figure in South Florida as you'll see, right?
A sports figure. Right. You don't follow sports. Pat Riley's an old dude with pretty hair.
Right. Like, do you think non-sports fans? I always use it when my mom was alive. I always used her as like the arbiter of how popular is this athlete. If she saw Shaq on TV, does she know it's Shaq? And yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Pat Riley, you don't think has that with people that are not sports fans? I guess not.
No, because why?
I think D Wade would be more recognizable.
Would Dwayne Wade?
Because yeah. You're watching him play. Pat Riley's on the sideline.
No, but if you're not a sports fan, you're not watching him play. Like Shaq, you've seen on like commercials.
It's on, in our realm, like you assume everybody watches sports and stuff.
Right.
But I know plenty of people that be like, yeah, I do sports radio. Sports radio?
Right.
You talk about sports every day, year round.
Does,
like
does Miami have teams?
Yeah, they're amazed that there's a sports radio show that has enough information to talk for an entire year every day. Like there's people out there there's people out there that see Dwayne Wade guaranteed, Lero, and be like, this guy's tall.
Oh, I agree. I don't think Dwayne Wade. I think Pat Riley would be more recognizable nationally to people that don't watch sports than Dwayne Wade. I
can't see that.
He's been around longer.
Been around longer. Although I think a lot of people would say that's Michael Douglas. Honestly, I do. I think if you said, who is this?
With the way he looks?
Yeah.
I would think he was an actor.
Yeah.
Because he holds himself in all. Yep. Actor, actually.
Armani suit.
Or a damn politician. He always has a suit on. Yeah. Oh, is that the governor of where?
Yeah. Right. So Solana comes up with this Riley challenge. You can follow Dono and Frito on Twitter. They have a Twitter handle for their show now, Dono and Frito. And the responses are funny. People screen grabbed it, and I think it's really clever. Our producer, Eric Falero, came up with in the last segment, do you put your socks on sock, shoe, or do you go sock, shoe?
It's a great question, okay?
Ponder that, and we'll come right back. Radio.com.
Radio.com.
Very nice.
This is D-Nice. And I'm about to drop some funky lyrics on this track I made up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and yeah, don't stop. Yo, my name is D-Nice.
5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha Brewery Happy Hour, and we have lived up to that name this 5 o'clock hour.
Yeah, it gave me a headache.
That is 43 minutes, really, of straight laughter. I'm not even lying.
Really? I really do have a headache from laughing.
I mean, think about the state of South Florida sports right now and the fact that if you were listening for the entire 5 o'clock hour so far, you've been laughing. If you haven't been laughing, that's on you. that's on you. I don't know if Bob Bugner will be laughing after tonight's game. I think there's a chance he gets fired after tonight's game. I think win or lose, to be quite honest. So Panthers hockey coming up tonight. K-Raj coming up at 6 o'clock. Your next code word coming up at 6 o'clock. Your chance to win $1,000.
Nah, if they win by 7, you can't fire him.
I don't know, man. So then you're 1-10. Then you're 1-6.
11-1 victory tonight. You can't fire that man.
Maybe. I don't know. We've covered a lot of ground in 3 hours and 44 minutes today. Has the Adam Gase thing run its course?
I don't think so. As I did, still memes coming out.
I know. Parody songs.
Yeah.
It is fun, man. I love the, and then if you weren't listening earlier, I did read you something from the New York Post. He was asked, for those of you that watched the Adam Gase press conference yesterday or saw the memes last night. So when the press conference is over, he went over and sat down with Michael Kay from ESPN in New York. They were doing their radio show there because they're the flagship station. And they asked him flat up, like, do you see the memes that are coming out? Or are you aware that you're going viral? His answer was, I don't even know what that is. I don't have Twitter. I don't have Instagram. I don't look at the internet. I don't really watch TV. I watch movies. That's it. The only time I get to know anything is when somebody tells me. that can be for his football prowess, too. The only time I know anything is when someone tells me.
A lot of damn coaches say that, but I would say that you're not as good as a coach if you're not up to snuff about all that stuff because your players are on it, the media is on it, the fan base is on it.
Like it in even like college coaching for sure, because to recruit you have to be active, I think, on social media or at least be aware of what's going on there.
Like
so
that, Belichick doesn't care about an egg.
Right.
But the real legit reporters and things, I would think a coach would follow them. I know coaches want media updates. They want to know the narrative of their team. They want to know that stuff. And now it's through social media. So, honestly, I think every coach that says that, I don't even do that. I don't even know what it is. That's a flat-out lie.
Yeah, I think if it's not a flat-out lie, it's a stretching of the truth. Like, yeah. You just can't be that unaware.
I don't know what Twitter is.
Right.
Come on.
I don't have Twitter. I don't have Instagram. Like, yeah, I don't buy that. But it is interesting because we talked about it today. Like, Brian Flores, you have one chance. You have one chance to sell a fan base on yourself at the beginning. Again, it all matters what you do on the field. It matters in victories and losses. But you have one chance to introduce yourself to a fan base when nobody knows anything about you. And anyone tells you that they know anything about Brian Flores, who's going to be the new Dolphins head coach, anyone who tells you, yeah, they know who he is and what he's all about, they're lying. Unless they're in Boston and they're a beat reporter. Like, nobody knows Brian Flores, and so he's going to have a chance. Just like, you know, I don't think Jets fans knew much about Adam Gase. I don't think the national media knew much about Adam Gase. And they all have a narrative now. I mean, from every television station to every media publication out there, he has been lambasted. So hopefully Brian Flores will do a little bit of a better job.
I'll tell you something I know about Brian Flores. He does shrugs and shoulder press. He is a yoked up young man.
Is he?
You ain't seen the pictures?
Not much.
Man, that Joker got all his little muscle tight. He doesn't seem like he likes leg day too much. I think he got some little ankles, but he got a little upper body on him now. I swear, I anticipate him to be like Dan Campbell because how he looks.
Because I think this. I think the fan base is what on Brian Flores? Indifferent? Lukewarm?
Yes, indifferent. That's the greatest, the best word.
I don't think, like, you know what happened when the Jets, when it leaked that they were going to hire Adam Gase, I think you saw just this cavalcade of negative tweets and responses and whatnot. I haven't seen that with Brian Flores. Now, there's guys that want Darren Rizzi. There's no question. Yeah. But I don't think anyone's been like, oh, this is the biggest mistake they've ever made, and that guy's garbage, and because he doesn't have any record in the NFL.
I would compare it to when you find out your kid's teacher's name for the year.
Interesting.
Miss Colton. Okay.
Wonder if she's good.
Yeah, like it's, yeah, okay, hope she can teach. Brian Flores. Where? New England? Hope he can coach. No hate, no love, no nothing.
So that's why I think that that introductory press conference, whenever it does happen, because while New England's still playing, they can't officially hire him or introduce him. But whenever it does happen, that's going to be his chance to really make his mark. And don't get it twisted what I'm saying, because I do remember Al Golden's introductory press conference, and it was great. People raved about it. He seemed like the guy that was going to turn it all around. And
maybe being the flagship of the Dolphins, we can talk to Brian Flores before his introductory press conference.
Give him a few tips.
Give him some tips.
Tell him what people, what would excite people, what would, like, I really do believe, I said this earlier, I really do believe if he's up there and just praising nonstop Bill Belichick, I think it's going to turn off some Dolphins fans.
Yeah.
I understand giving props to a guy that, you know, you've worked under for 15 years or whatever. Like, that's okay. But if he's just up there raving about New England and the Patriots, he's doing himself a disservice with Dolphins fans. Let's do that. Filero, tell the Dolphins we want to talk to Brian Flores before he has his introductory press conference.
I don't think they're going to oblige
you. No, we don't need your opinion.
You don't say no for the client. That's one of the first rules of sales. When you want to go out and sell something, go out and pitch it. Let the client say no. Don't say no for the client.
Maybe they'll give us Jakeem Grant.
I don't want to talk. Guest line is ringing. That might be Brian Flores. I'm just saying.
Let me check.
Hey, Tom Flores. What's up?
Oh, hey, Bruce from Montreal. How are you?
Who is it? It's the engineer from Montreal?
Yeah, it's Bruce from Montreal. He's trying to connect to the station.
Oh, all right, because we have the Panthers game from Montreal.
Yeah, so it's not Brian Flores.
Ask him if he drinks milk out of a bag.
Hey, Bruce, do you drink milk out of a bag?
But you're not even talking to him.
The listeners don't know that.
I saw that. Tom Flores.
What's up?
Great, man. That would be excellent.
Let me get in there and talk to old Brian Flores.
See, people are texting in, Brian Flores. Meh.
And that's exactly what, because how could you have a different opinion?
But don't you want to be there with being him? Shouldn't he be there? Like, he has to know he doesn't have this great following and respect as a coach.
He 100% should be meh.
Yes.
Well, what do you know?
But it's your job to swing that positive.
He hasn't even been a coordinator. I mean, he may call the defensive plays. We're not certain, but he has not had the official title of coordinator, so he should be meh, and he's going to be our guy, and I want him to sell me on himself when he gets in there. It doesn't mean that he has to be a fire and brimstone preacher.
No.
But I also don't want to see Bill Belichick 2.0.
I'll tell you this. 3 years ago, did you know the name Sean McVay?
No.
I didn't either. And I was doing a pregame. I didn't know Sean McVay. Who is this? And then I saw him like, this is a child. This little teenager is going to run a football team?
No chance.
Right now, he's one of the most respected coaches in the NFL.
Everyone's trying to replicate it.
Exactly. So could Brian Flores be that? On a positive note, and I'm not saying he is, but that's what you can expect if you want to be glass half full. Or glass half empty, we got Philbin again. But right now, it should be meh.
But that's why I want to see him go out there and do something exciting. Adam Gase had his chance yesterday. It did not go according to plan.
I think it's a good idea for him to come out with a tank top on. Just to show it's rugged, baby. We ain't with no suits. We ain't with no collar shirts. We ain't with no buttons.
Do-rag?
I don't know the do-rag. Well... No, no do-rag.
All right. So just a...
white tank top, the little TATs, whatever they call them at Walmart. Walk out there with some Dolphin shorts on flip-flops. We here to work. We ain't here with all this pretty stuff, all these collars.
I'd be in on that. I'm not lying. I would be in on that.
Maybe some eye black. Like, all the way in. I like this. I'm going
to
call it.
Send that to the Dolphins, Flair.
I'm on it. Yeah,
yeah, that's the kind
it.
Of stuff that phone. Will... who you calling?
Call somebody. Call Nat Moore. Call Nat, see if he can get me in the door.
Somebody tweets at me, sitting in my driveway, not wanting to go in the house so I can listen to the rest of the show. Girlfriend staring at me through the window, wondering what I'm up to. Highest form of compliment in radio. Thank you very much, sir. Did Adam Gase pass the eye test?
I
just play the rim shot.
I don't have it.
How?
Because we're supposed to break, so
but
I'd start deleting everything.
But we practiced this for 3 hours and 52 minutes.
Were we practicing it? You're just forcing me to play it.
Did Adam Gase pass the eye test? Well, this is exciting.
No!
That's the only one I have.
No,
that's,
get the rim shot. Get the rim shot.
You're so mean.
You're going to cut into my man Tom,
yeah.
Man.
K-Rod doesn't
K-Rod
care.
Is sitting there ready.
He doesn't care.
That garbage-ass Florida State sweatshirt on.
Do you think that Adam Gase passed the eye test?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. All right. Kevin Rogers coming up at 6 o'clock. He's going to have your next code word for your chance at winning $1,000. Will Manso was on with us today. Manny Navarro from The Athletic. Both those interviews will be posted at WQAM.com upon completion of the program, which is right about now. So you'll have K-Rod. He'll lead you all the way up till Panthers hockey tonight. And then you have Panthers and Canadiens, the Habs, as they call them.
Hmm.
Crowder, the Habs.
The Habs.
The Habs.
Yeah, I haven't seen them before.
Got the Habs and the Have-Nots. That means. Got the rim shot there.
Not for that one, okay?
I say
I'm drawing the line.
I say the Panthers are playing the Canadiens, the Habs. You got the Habs and the Have-Nots. Thank you very much. K-Rog is next. We will speak with you mañana.
Criminy?
Sock, sock, shoe, shoe?
Man, I got these cheeseburgers, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.